You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Lisa Berry. Thanksgiving, a few days away, traditionally a time for family. But in Michigan, there are thousands of children who have no family to share the holiday with. And today, Tuesday, November 24th, is Adoption Day, designed to highlight the importance of adoption and the needs of children in foster care in Michigan. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU to speak more about that is Michigan Supreme Court Justice Bridget McCormack. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, explain, why is the state Supreme Court involved in this?
Well, it's actually one of the sort of happiest occasions we get to celebrate all year. For 13 years now, the Michigan Supreme Court and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services have together sponsored Adoption Day to try and bring attention to how important it is to find forever homes for kids in the foster care system who are eligible for adoption. As you said in your intro, there are about 13,000 children in Michigan's foster care system, and around 2,500 of those, 2,400 of those, are actually ready to be adopted, have a goal of being adopted. Their parents' rights have been terminated, and they're looking for permanent homes. So we like to take one day a year where we bring attention to this issue.
Do you think there's a perception, though, that it's difficult to adopt a child in Michigan or any state, for that matter?
Well, I think there is that perception, and I could imagine, you know, it would seem like it would be complicated, but there's a lot of help in Michigan for families interested in adopting from foster care. There's financial assistance. There's other support, and there's real real resources available to families who are interested in it. On Adoption Day this year, around the state, about 30 different courts are going to have open adoption proceedings. Often adoption proceedings happen in private, but we're doing them openly to really bring attention to all of these adoptions, and about 100 adoptions will be finalized throughout the day. That means more than 100 kids are going to find their permanent homes, forever homes, and that's worth celebrating.
Do you think it's gotten easier to adopt a child?
Well, I don't know if it's a great question about, you know, sort of historically easier or harder. It's hard for me to say. I've sort of learned more about it myself just in the last few years since I've been on the court. And I'm impressed with what the Department of Health and Human Services is doing and the Michigan Adoption Resource Exchange does to help families who are interested in adopting and the services they provide and the ways they support families who are interested. If people are listening and are interested, they should look up the Michigan Adoption Resource Exchange at www.mare.org. Or you can call, if that's easier, 800-589-6273.
And it's my understanding there are plenty of post-adoption services available as well in Michigan?
Yes, that's absolutely right. If this is something that a family is interested in, first of all, you can try it out by fostering kids. And then if it turns out to be something you're interested in, there are a number of organizations that will help. And there are, as I said, there's support, financial and otherwise. And we will try to help you.
All right. Well, what a special day, Tuesday, November 24th, giving thanks for families and raising awareness about adoption in Michigan. Anything else you need to add?
Nope. Just that my colleagues and I will be all over the state participating in these ceremonies. I'm going to be in Lansing, and we're really looking forward to it. You can follow us on Twitter at #AdoptionEqualsLove.
Aw, thank you. State Supreme Court Justice Bridget McCormack, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you for having me.